The price of happiness. What are people willing to sacrifice to feel happy? The perfect purchase never argues. It just quietly stops feeling perfect. A man buys the car he has dreamed about for years. For a few weeks, he feels invincible behind the wheel. Then, almost without noticing, the thrill fades, and the car becomes just another way to get to work. Psychologists call this adaptation, and it may explain why happiness is far harder to buy than people expect. Modern life constantly suggests that happiness is one purchase, one promotion, or one vacation away. To chase it, people often accept a real sacrifice: less sleep, less free time, even less privacy in exchange for a bigger paycheck or a more impressive lifestyle. Some give up friendships for career advancement, believing success will eventually deliver the fulfillment they are searching for. The numbers suggest a complicated relationship between money and happiness. One well-known study found that day-to-day happiness rises with income only up to about $75,000 a year, after which extra earnings barely register on people's mood. Other surveys suggest that experiences, such as trips or concerts, produce longer-lasting satisfaction than possessions, even when both cost the same amount. A quick indulgence, like a new gadget or a fancy dinner, can feel wonderful in the moment, yet the good feeling often fades within weeks. Not everyone agrees on where the line should be drawn. Some argue that a certain amount of materialism is simply human nature, and that enjoying nice things is nothing to feel guilty about. Others insist that real contentment comes from relationships, health, and purpose, rather than possessions at all. Perhaps happiness doesn't have a price tag, but chasing it often does.